אתם עם SBS בעברית.
It's wonderful to be here on SBS with you. My name is Daniel Sumegi. I am an expatriated Australian opera singer who lives in New York City, and I have come home to star in Opera Australia's current production of Bela Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle.
Daniel, it's wonderful to have you here on SBS, and I think you are very modest because you're not just an opera singer, you're one of the best in the world. You're an opera star with
That's
an incredible incredible career of a 32-year career. You've sung all over the world. I've seen you previously in Australia also, on the stage of Opera Australia, but you were on, I think you appeared on the world's major stages, including the Metropolitan Opera, the San Francisco Opera, the Los Angeles, and the list is so long. But one opera that I would like to ask you is Opera Israel. I know that you were in Israel.
Yes, I was there 2 years ago for production of Richard Strauss's Salome. They had performed it once before with a guest company, but this was their first production of a Richard Strauss opera at the Israeli Opera.
And what was the experience appearing with the Israeli opera singers?
Israeli singers were all lovely and excellent, but we had some international guest stars as well. It was a normal type of situation as far as the casting goes, but I have to tell you, it was my first time in Israel. I'm a very bad Jew. I've waited all this time to get there. It was just a magical experience from the minute I landed. I spent the first 10 days there, actually. I went early and spent 10 days in Jerusalem before I went to Tel Aviv to work. And it was superb. Both cities are superb, but I managed to do all of the wonderful historical tourism things you can do around in and around Jerusalem, and including Masada, a private tour of Masada with a very famous archaeologist, and swimming in the Dead Sea, going to the St. George Ravine and seeing that amazing monastery in the side of the cliff. It was also memorable. And then Jerusalem itself is really breathtaking. And then Tel Aviv is an amazing city. I could literally move there tomorrow and live there happily, I think.
I agree with you, actually. We are talking to the opera star, Daniel Sumegi, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Daniel, you're a son of Jewish migrants from Hungary, probably Holocaust survivors as well. Can you tell us your personal story?
Yes, of course. My father was born in Budapest. His father was an Auschwitz survivor. They came to Australia in 1952, long preceding the communist uprising in 1956, although I think there had been many uprisings and they finally had enough. And as I understand it, they were given the choice of going to South Africa, Canada, or Australia. And I think, like many people, they just wanted to get as far away as possible. So they came here. And I'm glad they came here, frankly. I grew up in Sydney with my grandparents, my grandmother, my grandfather. My grandfather's brother also came out with him and his family. They all survived, thankfully, because the Hungarians, of course, were only dragged into the concentration camps in the last 6 months of the war, and although some people sadly perished.
600,000 Hungarian Jews perished in Auschwitz.
Yes.
In the last few months of the war.
It's a horrible, horrible number. Thankfully, my grandfather was not one of them. Interestingly, this is a little long-winded, his wife had converted to Judaism before the war, and because of that, none of her family were affected. In fact, I don't think she was hidden during the war by her family in an attic. None of them were affected, and they recently reached out to me to make contact, and I had no idea they even existed. And it was such an amazing surprise to have half of my father's parents' family still alive, all in Hungary and thriving.
It is an amazing story. Well, you've got the Hungarian background, so to sing Bartok's opera, Bluebeard's Castle in Sydney, in Hungarian should be very, very special. Can you please tell us about the production of Bluebeard's Castle? And we'll talk about the story as well in a minute.
This production is very, how shall we say, pared back. Opera Australia decided to do it only as recently as September. It was all part of their reaction to the COVID crisis and how to build a season quickly and be very flexible. So the production looks very stylish, don't get me wrong. The lighting is superb, but there is very minimal scenery. There's a lot of rolling elements that get taken around the stage by the backstage crew. That's all very seamless and quite like a modern dance production, really, but with opera. Because of that economy they were able to utilize, we were able to do this production at very short notice. I was asked in September if I would learn it, and I agreed. And then they found a female protagonist to play the other role. There's only two people in the opera. She's from Romania, and she's fabulous, and her name is Carmen Topciu. And she has sung here before also. The production is not, the opera is not really set anywhere. It's a very symbolic opera and can be transported to any time period. So the directing team have actually brought it to modern day and really address all of the Me Too issues that it touches on very unsubtly, because it was written over 100 years ago and things were as they were then. Men and women behaved as they did then, and it was very different from now, and there were different things accepted in society than they would be now. So they've really brought it up to date and deal with the misogyny that is full, it's full of.
So what's the story? I think that what I've read about, it's based on an old fairy tale that is absolutely timeless, and you're saying you can actually move it into the 21st century and people can still relate to it.
Yes.
But I think the story is amazing, taking into account that Bartok has written it for his new bride when he got married over 100 years ago.
Yes, indeed. And that's possibly why he may have changed the ending. Although its story is about this very mysterious duke who, rumor has it, that he has killed six wives or however many wives it was he killed. And he lives in this castle that has seven mysterious doors. And Judith has come in. Now, Bartok has changed that a little bit. Judith comes from her own family and her fiancé following Bluebeard to his castle. Now, there already one could question her motives, because she's actually abandoned and negated all the things she's committed to in her life to go and follow this man. Now, having followed him, she wants to uncover all his secrets, which he doesn't want to uncover, or doesn't want to have uncovered, I should say. And she's heard rumors that he has killed three wives. So in a way, she's a bit of a detective as well. At a certain point in the opera, her decision switches that she wants to persevere and find out about the dead wives. But as it transpires in the Bartok piece, they're not dead at all. They're locked away, for sure. So we've dealt with that in a very interesting way. And it's tough for some people to watch. There are audience warnings about disturbing matter. But I think maybe Bartok may have softened the original story ending that the wives are alive, because it was a wedding present for his wife. Now, I don't know that for a fact, of course, because I wasn't there. And there's nothing really written about it, as far as I know. But I find that very interesting, that he really did change the ending of the original story.
I think that it's a big treat to be able to see incredible opera here with one of the best opera singers in the world, which is you, Danielle Sumeghi. This is an opportunity to see you on stage.
They will enjoy the production. It's very, very good, and the music is incredible. But a lot of people are afraid of 20th century music, but being over 110 years old now, it's kind of very, very melodic. And in a way, if he had written this 30 years later, I'm sure Alfred Hitchcock would have hired him to write the scores for one of his movies, because it really is a psychodrama movie score. It's incredible.
Danielle Sumeghi, opera star. I can say it confidently because I've seen you on stage. Thank you so much and good luck.
Well, thank you very much for listening to me and having me on your program. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.